Many SCO countries border the second largest drug production base in the world, the Golden Crescent, which encompasses Iran, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Knowing how to effectively tackle drug trafficking is becoming increasingly important for the SCO member countries. Yao Peisheng, former Chinese ambassador to Kazakhstan, says drug trafficking in Central Asia usually has connection with weapon trafficking and the three forces of separatism, extremism, and terrorism, which brings a great threat to the region.
The widespread problem of drug trafficking goes far beyond drugs themselves. It is also connected to crime, corruption, terrorism, criminal gangs, and transnational gangs. So fighting terrorism is a crucial task for the SCO, and the crackdown on drug trafficking is a part of it.
Statistics show that terror organizations in Central Asia can make profits of around $10 billion every year from drug trafficking. They then use this money to buy weapons and equipment. Chen Yurong with the China Institute of International Studies says U.S.-led NATO troops in Afghanistan focus too much on the fight against terrorism and not enough on drug trafficking in the region.
An anti-terrorism institute is located in Uzbekistan. Through the regional institute, we can carry out bilateral and multilateral cooperations more effectively, especially in anti-drug and information exchange. So the SCO has the advantage in regional anti-drug campaign.
The anti-drug cooperation among SCO members started in 2004. China has launched joint investigations with Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Russia on multiple occasions. However, Sun Zhuangzhi with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences points out that the current situation is not optimistic due to the functional restraints and lack of capital. As the summit is expected to pass a resolution on starting the procedures of granting India and Pakistan full membership of the organization, Sun says it will be a new opportunity for SCO's anti-drug campaign.
As India and Pakistan join the SCO, we can strengthen the anti-drug cooperation because these two countries can play an important role in cutting the drug transport channel from Afghanistan. Some countries, such as Tajikistan, suggest strengthening the anti-drug function of the regional anti-terror institute. So I think India and Pakistan's membership is a good occasion to adjust the function of the institute.
For CRI, I'm Wang Wei.